Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Sadhana, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Now, Jnata Ajnata Vishayatvata. The Buddhi is Jnata and Ajnata Vishaya. Jnata, known. Ajnata, unknown. The Buddhi is an object of known and unknown. How? Parinamihi Buddhi. Buddhi is that which transforms. Tasyasya Vishayo Gavadir Gatadirva. The knowledge, the Buddhi is, the object of Buddhi is the pot, cot, etc. Gatadi, Gavadi, cow, etc. Whatever that may be. So, the object of the world is the object of Buddhi. And they are Jnatascha Ajnatascheti. They are known, either known or unknown. You can say, I know pot. You might have this knowledge. I don't know this pot. I know pot, knowledge. I don't know pot, ajnata, ignorance. So, there is both the states. Parinamitam darshiti. This two states of existence, both known and unknown, this proves that Buddhi is that which can change. At one point of time, it might not know an object, and another point of time the same object might be known. I don't know what pot is. That can be at one stage. At another stage you might be able to understand the truth. You will be knowing having the knowledge of pot. So unknown becomes known. Known becomes unknown. Different states. Therefore, sada ajnata vishayatantu purushasya aparinamitam dvarparidipayati. And the knowledge and ignorance that can happen for Buddhi. But Purusha is sada ajnata vishyatvam. He is never known. He is always in the stage of unknown. He never becomes known. Therefore, aparinamitam. He is not one who transforms. That is shown. Purusha is the one who does not go through the transformation. Kasmat, why? Nahi buddhischa nama purusha vishyascha syat grihita agrihita cheti siddham purushasya sada jnata vishyattvam tadascha aparinamittvam iti. Sada jnata vishyattvam, sada ajnata vishyattvam. It's not sada ajnata vishyam, sada jnata vishyam. Purusha is the one atmati sada ajnata subhava. He is always known as the seer. He is never lost as the seer. Drashtaha drishtru drishtru drishti drishehe vipirilo upona vidyate. Shruti says the seer's seeing vision does not change. He is always seer of the knowledge and of the ignorance both. Therefore, he proves that he does not change. Nai buddhischa nama purusha vishyascha syat. Buddhi and buddhi cannot be the purusha vishaya. Krihita agrita chati. In similar way, like it is grasped and it is not grasped in this way. Purusha cannot be like Buddhi. Buddhi can at one point of time be grasped. The knowledge of the Buddhi can be understood. At another point, since your mind is somewhere else, the knowledge of the Buddhi will not be grasped. But Purusha is not like that. He is always known. Sada jnata vishyattam purushasya. Purusha is always known. He is the seer. He never changes from the status of seer. In the knowing state also he is the seer. In the ignorant state also he is the seer. Tadascha aparinamittam iti. Therefore, he is one who does not go through any transformation. He is the truth. He is the nature. Kincha, not just that. Paratha buddhihi samhatti karitva swartha purusha iti. Tatha sarvartha adhyavasayakatvat. And not just that. Paratha buddhi. Buddhi is for someone else. Samhatya karitva. It comes into contact with the jagat and with the relationship with the jagat, it comes into relationship with the purusha to give him the experience. But purusha, that swartha purusha paratha, it is for the purusha's, buddhi is for the purusha's experience. But purusha is not for anyone else. He is swartha, he is selfish here. He is not for anyone else. Buddhi is for the Purusha's experience. But Purusha is not for anybody's experience. Iti tatha sarvartha adhyavasayakatvat. Because sarva artha Adhyavasayakatvat. He is the one who is knowing everything. He is the one who is the knower of all the things. Truna buddhihi trunatvad achetana iti. And buddhi is triguna. It is a product of, buddhi is a product of triguna, the three gunas. And three gunas are insentient. Gunanam tadrupa drashta purushaha. But purusha is sentient because he is the one who is the seer of the gunas and the effects of the gunas. He is the seer of the gunas and its effects. So, he is sentient only. The drik, the seeing means it involves a sentient person. Therefore, purusha is sentient. Buddhi is not sentient. It is a product of triguna. Triguna, product of triguna cannot be sentient. Ataha na swarupaha. Therefore, there is no similarity. Purusha is sentient. The product of pradhana, the triguna, which is buddhi, is insentient. Purusha is for selfish motive. He does is not for anyone else. Buddhi is for the purusha. It is for paratha. Buddhi, purusha is sentient. The buddhi is insentient. Purusha is not a product of triguna. He has no relationship with the triguna. Buddhi is a product of triguna. It has relationship with the triguna. Ataha, therefore, there is no similarity. Astu tarhi virupaiti. If there is no similarity, then you can just say, if they are not similar, they are dissimilar. Simple. It is not like that also. See, there is this logic which we give. If it is not, if I say it is not cow, if it is not cow, it may not be goat. It can be elephant. In the same way, if it is not similar, then you cannot come into conclusion, jump into conclusion that it is dissimilar. Why? Na atyantam virupa. It is not totally different also, dissimilar also. Kasmat why? Shuddhopi asau pratyaya anupashyaha. The shuddha api. Shuddhopi means this buddhi, though it is shuddha, it's pure, pratyaya anupashyaha. Whatever jnana vritti. The jnana vritti, this purusha is illumining, is seen. Yataha pratyam bauddham anupashyati. He is the one who is the seer of the buddhis, the intellects, transformation, change. Tam anupashyam tadatmapi tadatmaka iva pratyavhasde. Since he is the one who is the seer of that transformation, he also is seen as the state of, in the state of buddhi. He also is understood to be of the nature of buddhi. Because we superimpose the winning or losing of the people on the emperor, on the king, on the head. In the same way, whatever transformations happens in the buddhi, they are superimposed on the purusha. So, if the buddhi is happy or sorrow, we superimpose it on the purusha that he is happy or sorrow. Therefore, pratyavabhasate he, as though he shines, as though he is similar to the buddhi. He is of the same state of the buddhi. Tathacha uktam, that is what is said by Panchashikacharya. Aparinamini hi bhoktri shakti pratisankramacha parinamini arthe pratisankram teva tad vrittim anupatyati tasyacha prapta chaitanya upagraha rupayaha buddhi vrittehe anukara matravaya buddhi vritti avishtahi jnana vrittiriti akhyayate aparinamini hi bhokta shakti hi. The bhokta, the one who is the seer, his power is that which does not transform. Prapta Chaitanya Upagraha Rupayaha. Prapta Chaitanya Upagraha Rupaya means the Chaitanya which is gained, the Sukha Dukha, he gains that Parinamini Arthe in the things which transform the objects of the world, which is Sukha Dukha and Mohatmaka, in them. Pratisankranta Iva. Pratisankranta Iva means as though he is involved in it. Tad Vrittim Anupatati. He falls in those Vritti, in those thought functions which change. He is seen as though he is similar to the buddhi vrittis. The purusha is seen as though he is similar to the buddhi vrittis. Tasyasya prapta chaitanya upagraha rupayaha. His ప్రాప్త చైతన్య ఉపగ్రహ రూపాయ దిస్ పురుష ఆస్ ది నేచర్ ప్రాప్త చైతన్య ఉపగ్రహ రూపాయ మీన్స్ చిదాభాస ది నేచర్ ఇస్ చిదాభాస బుద్ధి బుద్ధి వృత్తే అనుకార మాత్రతయా హీఈస్ ది వన్ హూ ఈస్ ది పర్సన్ హూ బ్లెసెస్ హూ గ్రేసెస్ ది బుద్ధి వృత్తి బుద్ధి వృత్తి అవిశిష్టాహి అండ్ జస్ట్ బికాస్ హీ బ్లెసెస్ ది బుద్ధి వృత్తి హీ సీన్ అస్ దో హీస్ నాట్ దిస్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ అవిశిష్ట అవిశిష్ట మీన్స్ హీస్ నాట్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ హి జ్ఞాన వృత్తి ఇది ఆఖ్యాయతే జ్ఞాన వృత్తి అండ్ బుద్ధి వృత్తి దే ఆర్ నాట్ బోత్ డిఫరెంట్ దే ఆర్ సిమిలర్ దే దట్ ఇస్ హౌ పీపుల్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దో దే ఆర్ నాట్ సిమిలర్ తదర్థ ఏవ దృశ్యస్య ఆత్మా తదర్థ ఏవ దృశ్యస్య ఆత్మా తదర్థ ఏవ దృశ్యస్య ఆత్మా తద్ అర్థ ఏవ దృశ్యస్య ఆత్మా ఓన్లీ ఫార్ దట్ తద్ అర్థ ఏవ తదర్థ మీన్స్ ఓన్లీ ఫార్ దట్ ఫార్ వాట్ పురుషస్య భోగ అపవర్గార్థం ఫార్ ది పురుషాస్ భోగ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ అండ్ మోక్ష అపవర్గ ఏవ డెఫినెట్లీ దృశ్యస్య ఆత్మా ది దృశ్యస్య ది పర్సన్ హూ ఇస్ సియర్ హిస్ ఆత్మా హిస్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ ఎగ్జిస్టెడ్ దృశి రూపస్య పురుషస్య కర్మ రూపతాం ఆపన్నం దృశ్యం ఇది తదర్థ ఏవ దృశ్యం మీన్స్ ది సీయింగ్ హీ బికమ్స్ సీయింగ్ ది పురుష హూ ఇస్ ది సీయర్ హీ ఎంటర్స్ ఇన్ టు ది కర్మ అస్ ది సీయర్ అస్ ది సీన్ because of the object of experience only when the object of experience exists the experiencer exists the experiencer experiences the object of experience through an experiencer seer sees through the seeing the process of seeing so tadartha eva only for that seeing for experience of that purusha the jagat exists దృశ్యస్య ఆత్మా స్వరూపం భవతి ఇత్యర్థ సీ ఫర్ ది సీయింగ్ ది స్వరూప ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది పురుష ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఫర్ ది పురుష టు సీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఫర్ ది పురుష టు సీ పురుష ఎగ్జిస్ట్ టు సీ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఆల్వేస్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ ది ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ సీయింగ్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఈస్ లైక్ దట్ బికాస్ వీల్ సే తత్ స్వరూపం తు పరూపేణ ప్రతిలబ్ధాత్మకం భోగ అపవర్గార్థాయాం కృతాయాం పురుషేణ న దృశ్యతే ఇతి స్వరూపహానాదస్య నాశ ప్రాప్తో నతు వినశ్యతి బికాస్ వన్స్ హీ హస్ సీన్ ది ట్రూ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్రధాన హీ హస్ అండర్స్టూడ్ వాట్ ప్రధాన ఇస్ హీ హస్ అండర్స్టూడ్ హిస్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్ తత్ స్వరూపం తు పరూపేణ ప్రతిలబ్ధాత్మకం భోగ అపవర్గార్థాయాం ది హోల్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ ఫర్ హిస్ భోగ అండ్ అపవర్గ హీ హస్ అండర్స్టూడ్ దట్ అండ్ కృతాయాం పురుషేణ ది పురుష హ్యాస్ అటైన్ ది ట్రూత్ హీ హస్ నోన్ ది ట్రూత్ ఆఫ్టర్ హీ నోస్ ది ట్రూత్ న దృశ్యత ఇది హీ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ సీన్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్ ఇస్ నాట్ సీన్ నటవత్ వి సా ఆస్ అ డాన్సర్ ఆఫ్టర్ షోయింగ్ హర్ డాన్స్ షీ గోస్ బిహైండ్ ది స్టేజ్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే దిస్ prathana after displaying itself for the bhoga and moksha of the purusha it releases itself from the display now if the prathana is not seen experienced by the purusha then the prathana attains a state of delusion destruction సో నృశ్యతేతి స్వరూపహానాత్ సిన్స్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ సీన్ ఇట్స్ నేచర్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ అస్య నాశ ప్రాప్త దేర్ ఫోర్ సిన్స్ ఇట్స్ నేచర్ ఇస్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ దట్ ప్రధాన ఇస్ ఆల్సో డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ ది స్వరూప ఆఫ్ ది ప్రధాన ఇస్ ఆల్సో డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ నతు వినశతి బట్ ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ టోటలీ ఇట్ స్టిల్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ It is destroyed for you maybe, but not for the others. Why? Kasmat krutartham prati nashtam api anashtam tad anya sadharanatvat krutartham prati nashtam api anashtam tad anya sadharanatvat krutartham prati nashtam api anashtam తద్ అన్య సాధారణత్వాత్ కృతార్థం ప్రతి నష్టమప్యనష్టం తదన్య సాధారణత్వాత్ కృతార్థం ప్రతి కృతార్థం కృతార్థం మీన్స్ అర్థం కృత అర్థం వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ become krita kritya, one who has attained the nature of the self, one who has gained the knowledge of his self, one who is realized, one who is released from this bondage. Prati, for him, nashtam api, though this pradhana, this object of jagat, the objects, the object of experience, though they are destroyed, nashtam api, he is not experiencing it. He never experiences that once he has understood his self. Api, though anashtam, they are not destroyed. It is destroyed maybe for this person who has seen the truth, not for the others. Why? Tad anya sadharanatvat. Anya sadharanatvat. It is common, general. It is a common thing for others. See, I have known the truth. The magician plays the magic trick. The magician plays the magic trick. I know the magic trick which he is playing. Now, for me there is no magic. It's all calculations. I don't see any magic there. It is all in front of me. But for the others, this magic which he shows is functioning. They see the magic. There is no calculation. It's pure magic for them. There is no logic behind that. But for this person who knows, who understands the same magic, who understands the logic, who knows the same logic, for him there is no creation through magic. But for others it exists. That is what is said. Kṛtārtham prati naṣṭam api. For the person who knows the truth, the object of experience, though it does not exist, since it is a common object for others to experience, it exists. Kṛtārtham ekam puruṣam prati dṛśyam naṣṭam api. For this purusha who has experienced the truth, who has understood the truth, for him the drishya, the object of experience, though it is nashtam api, nasham praptam api, though it has gained destruction, though it has become absent, though it has been negated, destroyed, anashtam tad anya purusha sadharanatva, it is not totally destroyed. It is negated for him. It is not destroyed for others. Because it is a common property for others. Kushalam purusham prati nasham praptam api akushalan purushan prati akirthartanam akirthartam iti prati akirthartam iti tesham drushehe karma vishaya vishetam apannam lavata eva pararupena atmasurupam iti. So, for the purusha, kushala purusha, for the person who has known the truth, for him, though there is no use for this vision, for this existence of the jagat, for the others, who is akushala, who is not knowledgeable, who is ignorant, for them, this jagat of experience exists. Because desham drishehe karma visheta apannam tabata eva. Meaning, for them, this experience, this world of experience exists for their sense organ of experience. They become an object of their sense organs, definitely. Pararupena atma rupam iti. In a different form for them. Atascha darshana drik darshana shaktyoho nityatvat anadi sanyoga vyakhyata. That is why the seer and the seen, the object, for them, the relationship is referred to as anadi. Their sanyoga, their relationship is referred to as anadi. Inexplicable. Which is eternal. Which does not have a start. That is, where you cannot fix a start is anadi. Na adiryasya, where there is no beginning. Tathacha uktam. This is what was said by Panchikacharya. Dharminam anadi sanyogat dharma matranam api anadi sanyoga iti. Since the dharmi, the pradhana and purusha, their relationship is anadi, their dharma, the qualities also, the relationship with the purusha and the quality is also anadi, as though. See, purusha is asanga and they accept purusha to be having relationship with this, means there is a problem. So, we will not, as though relationship will say. Because we are following Sankhya Shastra, so we cannot condemn here itself. The Sankhya Shastra, the Yoga Sutras. So, dharmina manadi sanyoga. The dharmis, since their relationship is anadi, their dharmas, the properties, the characteristics, their relationship with the characteristics and the properties are also anadi. ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி.